Hey science fans, it's Mrs. Corbett here and I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science.
And I am the husband.
Hi husband.
All right, trust you anymore.
Why?
Because last time you were like, I'm going to teach my husband some GCSE science and you taught me nothing. You taught me absolutely nothing. It was nothing
I did.
I taught you
that you were terrible at learning the names of hormones.
Oh, that's not something I needed to learn.
Particularly reproductive ones. Terrible. We're on to chemistry paper two. This is AQA trilogy combined.
At least that's what she says.
Yeah, I do say this.
Can't trust a word out of your mouth anymore, Mrs. Corbett.
Oh, slay your role. This is good for everyone, including doing triple, because the content remains the same, but the content for triple will be additional. And we are moving on to the exciting, exciting topic of rates of reaction.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
It is. So chemical reactions, you would have learned in year seven, you would have learned the difference between chemical reactions and physical changes. What were they?
In year seven, in 1998, I would have learned, what was the question?
The difference between a chemical reaction.
Yeah, and a
physical change.
A chemical reaction involves an energy transfer.
So does a physical change.
A chemical reaction involves the breaking and making of bonds.
It does.
Ah, yeah. Was that the answer?
Yeah, well, so a chemical reaction creates new products. So it rearranges atoms to make new products. Whereas a physical change, there is some kind of like force bond breaking as well, but it doesn't create a new product. So if you melt ice, you've still got the same chemical. Mm. It's not a chemical reaction. It's a physical change.
Sure.
Easily reversible. Some chemical reactions are reversible, but they take specific conditions.
Dissolving salt in water?
Physical change.
Okay, cool.
So talk to me about chemical reactions. Some are fast. Can you name me a fast chemical reaction?
Magnesium and water.
If you heat up the water, sure. Do you mean magnesium and acid?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
And a slow chemical reaction.
A slow chemical reaction would obviously be something like photosynthesis.
It's quite quick. It's not that
be
slow.
Something like fossilization.
Is that a chemical reaction? Could be a physical change. Rust, I was thinking, something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was going to be my next guess.
Yeah, sure. So lesson number one is about calculating the rate of a reaction. What is a rate of reaction?
Rate is
what does rate mean?
It's how quickly it happens.
Yeah, speed of a reaction. It's how fast a reaction is. How do you calculate speed?
Distance over time,
yeah. So speed in terms of something physical is distance divided by time, and we measure that in
seconds, minutes, hours.
Distance divided by time. Yeah, good. Distance divided by time, meters.
Per second,
meters divided by seconds. That's what speed is. So we can apply that to chemical reactions. So how fast a chemical reaction is going is what changes divided by time. Okay, and the things that can change in a chemical reaction might be how quickly the reactant was used up. So let's say how quickly 10 grams of magnesium dissolves.
Yeah.
Or not dissolves, reacts with acid. Or it could be how quickly a product is formed.
Yeah.
So it could be like how quickly 30 centimeters of gas was formed.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's the chemical reaction. So the equation you need to know is rate of reaction is quantity of reactant used divided by time taken, which is grams per second, or quantity of product formed divided by time, and that'll be in like centimeters cubed per second for gas or grams per second. So that always, it's something per second is how you measure rate. It's
the thing that happened per second.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. And it's normally mean rate of reaction. So if we do a reaction, we would normally do it three times and take a mean.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we measure mass in
grams
and volume in
milliliters. No, volume
of gas.
Cubic meters.
Centimeters cubed. So always when we do rates at GCSE, the unit of the rate of reaction is going to be grams per second or centimeters cubed.
Cool.
For higher T students, they're expected to also do it in moles per second.
Yeah.
Same deal. Like if they mention moles, it's moles per second. And if it's on a graph, Time is always on the bottom. So it's y over x, which is how you calculate your gradient, isn't it? Y divided by x. Quite often you'll be asked to find out the rate of reaction from a graph. So it might say, what is the rate of reaction at 20 seconds? And you'll go up to 20 seconds and you'll go along to the y axis and it'll be like 36 grams. And you'll do 36 divided by 20.
Cool.
Yeah. If it's a curved, you might also be asked to do a tangent.
Right.
Okay. Now, there are four factors that can affect the rate of a reaction.
Sweet.
Do you know what they are?
Heat.
Increasing temperature increases the rate of reaction. Yes.
Stirring. No?
I wonder if the microphones can pick up my just blank blinking.
That was that disappointed look Mrs. Corbett had in again. Okay. Like volume of reactants?
Oh, you're really close. Number of particles per volume, which is concentration.
Concentration, yeah, cool.
So, for example, if I have got 1 mole per decimeter cubed acid and 2 moles per decimeter cubed of acid, I've got the same volume, but I've got more acid in the two.
Now,
so that will react faster.
When I said heat, you said increased temperature increases the rate of reaction. Does that mean I can say that a decreased temperature decreases the rate of reaction?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Or is that a third one, is it?
Well, no, it's not a third one. Oh. That's the opposite of the first one.
Okay, fair. So there's temperature.
Concentration.
And there's concentration. Stirring is not one.
No.
I want to say catalyst, but I suppose...
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Using a catalyst, okay, yes.
Cool. And the last one is wind.
Oh, wind. No.
Speed, no.
So I'm going to say that there are four, but I just want to say that instead of using concentration, you could also use pressure.
Right.
Because if you decrease the volume, you still have more particles in a given volume if you make the volume smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
So pressure is the same as that. So we've got temperature, concentration, pressure, catalyst, and the final one is the surface area of the reactants.
Yep, sure.
Okay, so if we have 100 grams of a reactant and it was in one lump, that would have a small surface area to volume ratio. If we had 100 grams in 100 1-gram pieces, that would have a large surface area. The smaller the size of the particle, the larger the surface area to volume ratio it has. Therefore, the rate of reaction will occur quicker.
Skinny chips cook faster than fat chips, basically, is what you're saying?
That's exactly it. So I nearly always give that example. I say if I have a 100-gram potato or I cut it into 100 chips and I stick them both in a deep fat fryer, what's gonna cook first, edible?
It's going to be the chips. You put a whole potato in a deep fat fryer?
I've never done it, but I want to now.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen.
It would just take ages to cook, I imagine.
It would burn on the outside first, wouldn't it? What would happen? I want to find out.
I bet it would be crispy and yummy.
Yeah.
But I bet the inside wouldn't be cooked.
Very watery. It might explode.
The one that Mr. Deaton gives as an example, which I really, really love, is...
Hi, Mr. Deaton. Does Mr. Deaton listen?
100% no.
Never like that guy.
If you had a shotgun with 100 bullets and there are 100 penguins...
Yeah.
If they're huddled, it's going to take longer to kill them than if they're standing in a line. Like, or if they're spread out, if the 100 penguins are spread out, because they'd have a larger surface area to volume ratio. If
that's
they were
a terrible example.
I thought it was quite good.
No, I because often... if you have a shotgun and 100 penguins, it's absolutely going to be quicker to kill them all if they're all in a lump.
Is it?
Yeah, of
no,
course.
No, because you've got to get the ones out of the way. You've got to get the outside ones out of the
well,
way.
They fall down. The and also there's buckshot as well. Like, that's a terrible example. I get what he's going for, but it doesn't work in the real way. As a person who's been on many, many penguin hunts, I can say that it's definitely easy when they're clumped together.
Many penguin hunts.
Yeah.
I just want to
very, very quickly say I've never killed a penguin or been on a penguin hunt.
No, because penguins are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
Remember that time I picked one up?
Yeah, you were not supposed to.
No,
we
were not.
we went to feed penguins and were explicitly told there was one rule, don't pick up the... Jen, no!
Mrs. Corbett.
Sorry, Mrs. Corbett, no.
I had to. I can't live my life not picking up a penguin. Pick up a penguin.
Sorry, so we're not shooting penguins. We are cooking
chips.
The
other way I do remind is if I had... So I can fit 28 Maltesers in my mouth, before I can't breathe.
Right.
Which is a large amount of Maltesers. It's quite impressive.
It is, yeah.
If I was eating them individually, I would eat them a lot quicker than if they were in a huge solid lump.
Are you chewing?
Yeah, of course.
All right, fair enough. You say, of course. I've seen you eat Maltesers.
Right, we'll talk about that next time. So today, what you need to learn is how to calculate rate of reaction.
Yep. Happened over time.
Yep, but tell me what the thing that can happen is.
Product made or reactant reacted.
Used, yeah.
Used.
And they are measured in, what's the unit?
Grams or centimeters cubed per second.
Yes, yeah, so it will just be like G/S or CM cubed /S. And what does rate of reaction actually mean?
The speed at which reaction is happening.
Good. And what are the five things that can affect the rate of reaction, which is technically four?
Temperature, catalyst, pressure, concentration, and was it volume? No.
We've just been
talking. Oh, surface area, sorry.
Yeah, good, okay. And tell me if I have got 101-gram pieces or one 100-gram piece, which one's going to react quicker?
101-gram pieces.
Lovely. We're going to talk about why next time.
Cool.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
I didn't.